This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Te Marie, good morning. It's about 9:30 a.m. and you are listening to MPR Manawatu People's Radio on 999 a.m. This is Catholic Radio on the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. During the next half hour, we will share in a radio liturgy where we will pray together, listen to, and reflect on the Bible readings for the day. We will also bring you notices from around the parishes. I am Ebele Ezepue, and joining me in the studio to proclaim God's word today are Judith and Martin Wall. A warm welcome to you.
Good morning.
Also a warm welcome to you, our dear listener, this morning. Let's begin with a hymn titled, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, performed by the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. Happy listening.
Oh,
As has been our tradition, we now begin our liturgy with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As we prepare to encounter God in Scripture, let us call to mind our sins and ask for God's forgiveness. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you strengthen your people to do the hard gospel work. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you will come again to draw us into the peace of everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. We make our prayers through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us now listen to God's word.
The first reading is taken from Proverbs, an ode to wives. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. Her husband, entrusting his heart to her, has an unfailing prize. She brings him good, not evil, all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax and works with loving hands. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her fingers ply the spindle. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. Charm is a and beauty fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a reward for her labors, and let her works praise her at the city gates. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Response to the psalm, blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home. Your children like olive plants around your table. Happy those who fear the Lord. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Our second reading is from Thessalonians. Now, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness for that day to surprise you like a thief. You are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "About the day and hour of the coming of the Son of Man, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For it is as if a man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. And then he went away. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. And his master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. How are you using the gifts God gives you? Do you live life to the fullest, or do you tend to play it safe? Are you willing to take risks for who and what you believe in? Or does fear drive your days? These are the sorts of challenging questions evoked in today's gospel. Jesus tells this parable to his followers toward the end of his life, when he too faces big questions about what was and what is to come. The Son of God chose to leave the safety of Galilee and journey to Jerusalem, where those in power wait to persecute him. Yet Jesus goes anyway. He knows his life means something beyond himself. Jesus loves the world so deeply that he is willing to risk his very life for our growth and prosperity. What would it look like for us, his disciples, to live the same way? God gifts us lives filled with meaning and purpose. Like the master in today's gospel, God gives us talents and expects us to grow them, especially for the sake of the poor, the marginalized, and the suffering. 2 weeks from now, we begin a new liturgical year, and a new calendar year kicks off a few weeks after that. Let us take time to consider how we can live more fully into our discipleship this next year. Where is God calling us to take risks for our faith? How is God calling us to act with bravery and boldness for the sake of the gospel? Our next hymn is "Be Thou My Vision," performed by the choir of St. Mary's Cathedral, Edinburgh.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, it's now 30 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock, and you are listening to Catholic Radio on MPR Manawatu People's Radio. Te Reo Irirangi O Tangata O Manawatu. It's now time for prayers of intercession. Emboldened by God's never-ending mercy and trust, let us offer our prayers and petitions before the Lord, and so we pray.
For the Church, that we may be aware of the gifts of faith, time, and opportunity that God has entrusted to us, to be good stewards of these gifts and diligently utilize them in the service of God and our neighbor. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are facing an end to a relationship, to employment, to good health, or to independent living, that God may give them hope and lead them through the pain and confusion of the adjustments that are required. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the growth of peace, that the Spirit will give insight to all warring parties, awakening them to the value of human life and the long-term impact of violence. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are suffering, refugees, immigrants, and those who are grieving, that God will bring light and strength to their spirits. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, that God may heal those in various hospitals and homes, comfort those managing long-term chronic illnesses in our communities, and give strength to their caregivers. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, particularly those killed by violence and natural disasters, that God will welcome them into the light and joy of God's presence forever. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God of all goodness, you called your Son to risk his life for the salvation of your beloved people. Hear our prayers that each day we might grow in discipleship and seek to praise you with our words and actions. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Now we turn to Judith and Martin to give us news from around the parishes.
Right. The first notice I have is for the annual sick and retired priest special collection, Sunday the 3rd of December. The Clergy Trust Fund provides for the well-being and care of priests in the diocese, and this includes stipends, food, travel home for overseas priests, retreats, and all costs relating to health care. So many thanks and blessings to all who contribute to this special collection. Every contribution helps, and the priests are so grateful.
Right. And the Joshua Catholic Men's Fellowship meets on Tuesday, November 21, at 7 p.m., at St. Mary's Church Foyer, Palmerston North. There will be prayers, praise, and reflection on the Sunday Gospel, Lord's Supper to finish. For more information, contact John Hammond.
We invite you to get into the festive season with a presentation by Unity Singers in the Cathedral on the 4th and 5th of December at 7 o'clock. A donation of non-perishable food for the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank would be very much appreciated, and you'll enjoy the Christmas carols, which we attend every year.
And please sign up for Christmas at St. Mary's Church. Available to do ministry at the Christmas Eve Vigil Mass at 7 p.m. or at the Christmas Day 9 a.m. Mass.
And lastly, a note from St. Vinny's Op Shop. With Christmas just around the corner, we are still in need of queen or double-sized beds, children's toys and games. And again, we are so grateful for all the donations made by willing people.
And that's all we have for you this week on Catholic Radio. We will be back again next week at the same time here on Manawatu People's Radio. Thanks to all our listeners, and thank you, Judith and Martin, for assisting with this morning's liturgy.
Our pleasure.
As we begin a new week, may we remain committed to our small daily acts of faith and love. Let's conclude our liturgy with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We will exit today with a hymn titled, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory, performed by the London Fox Choir. And this is Ebele Ezepue saying, Hey Kunamai. Bye for now.
Very good.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.